What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fourth down and 16 and a block. Ryan Wright has it blocked. And then knocked out of bounds. Dominique Robinson got through, and Wright is having a tough time getting back up. Robinson got there, and that's the first punt block of Ryan Wright all year. And
we're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech Decking and Railing on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
That blocked punt was your hit of the game, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com. And this is what I imagine people do. They dedicate love songs to Delilah, and people have called me Delilah on the text line, so I will take it. As we thank you for joining us here on the postgame show, presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. We're going to, yes.
Real quick, I got to ask, yes. Olin, I got to ask you this. When you see a punter get kind of hit like that, it wasn't even that bad of a hit, and they sit there and roll around, do you laugh? Because I do.
I usually laugh when anybody rolls around, to be honest with you. So,
I just do, because they never get hit. They never, and that's not even that bad.
It doesn't look serious, you know, as long as it doesn't look serious.
Right.
Yes. Punters and kickers.
Yes.
Trying to make tackles and taking hits. And it's just, it really is. One of the better things to watch on a football game.
I
say like a kick returner breaks away, and that kicker is almost usually running parallel with the runner. Like, he really doesn't want to make that tackle, he knows everyone's watching, so he better try. So you're right. They're rolling around, and it's very dramatic a lot of times.
I just inside my head, I've always said, "Welcome to football." Welcome to football. You know, you actually got to play football.
Yeah,
that's coming from a specialist who, obviously I'm a specialist as well, but at least I get to hit people every now and then.
But you can give yourself a, you know, we all know what you played in high school at Duke.
Speaking of my high school, Olin, they lost the state championship tonight. I had to bring that
up. Really?
They lost 14-7, unfortunately.
To which I'm asking,
they played a good team.
They did.
A state title game on a Monday? This is Georgia, the state of Georgia.
It's been a bad night all around for me.
Mm-hmm. Your team got to state.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
Who's not getting
again.
To state this year? The Bears, who were eliminated from playoff contention, and they weren't even playing when they got eliminated.
I mean, and the defense giving up 50% of their third downs. You know,
that's
I think the Vikings were 7-14. In there was a 3rd-17, 3rd-10, 3rd-15. So, just not a good night for the Chicago Bears when you're trying to look for positives and things that might have went well and you know, projecting the next year and how things are going. It's just right now with the Chicago Bears, man. I mean, you know, Pat, me and you both are part of an 8-game losing streak.
Yes.
In 2002, when we had to travel to Champaign, Illinois for every game. And obviously our team got injured. But, you know, we ended that year with Henry Burris and Corey Sauter playing quarterback, right? Not with the number one pick of the draft. So it's just a tough time. I mean, I actually think I should go back and study those eight losses in a row and see what was going on and if there's any similarities with the teams, because it's just kind of crazy to lose that many games.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I also think it would be worth it because it's going to jog your memory mm-hmm. on how you felt and when you felt it and why. And I think that that is as important as anything. It stinks when you're talking. You want to talk about like the series of the game and what you're seeing individually and plays that connect to each other and the cool stuff. But so much of this really is like a broad picture, you know, criticism when you think of how they're playing and who's at fault and why. Unfortunately, it does come down to a lot of like, are they trying? Who's trying harder? Are you seeing conflicts at the line of scrimmage?
You're always trying in preseason. I've been thinking about this all and like going these losing streaks, and I got to find it in my notebook pad here, but I put together all our bad losing streaks and all the years we had them. Mm-hmm. But I was just the player that I always had a belief. Even when you were going with Henry Burris or Corey Sauter or whatever, I just had to kind of almost trick myself that, hey, we can win this game somehow. Something can happen. And I wonder if that's going on. That was just me, though. That's just I always had that feeling that mm-hmm. somehow, some way, we can pull this thing out. And then obviously as the game went along, you're like, nope, not going to happen. But that's the way I felt going into all these games when we were, down to our third and fourth string quarterback.
Yeah, well, you're just always like playing the NFL is so hard. Mm-hmm. You're just concentrating on your job, right? Like you're gonna see the guy you're going against is usually, for sure, he's one of the best in the world, right? And if you don't prepare, if you don't get ready, he's gonna embarrass you in front of your friends and family, and that's what you're always worried about. And like you're saying, you're almost. Just in your preparation, not really thinking about we're losing here and you want to win, and it starts to wear on you, and you're waiting for those moments like, I hate to keep saying his name, but a Kramer moment where you make a mistake to lose a game, right? And you could say like, the Vikings would argue, well, yeah, I mean, that happened to you guys, but Justin Jefferson, who never drops a ball, drops a touchdown pass, right? So it evens out. But the Bears right now just can't find a way to make those plays in critical moments that win games, Pat. And like you know, and Layla, you know also, that's preparation from, months before that actually happened, right? And what we're seeing right now is the same thing we saw when Tyreek Stevenson was talking to the crowd before the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. It's when you saw that, you said to yourself, man, that's been going on for a while, right? That's a huge mistake there. But you must have been letting things go for a while for that to happen.
Absolutely. The game is not won or lost on one play. And I know as players, you don't want to have it come down to a single play because that means that other things happen to get you to that point.
And think about this. They had a dropped touchdown pass and a blocked punt, and the Bears still lost 30-12. That shouldn't happen.
12.
That should not
30
happen.
30-12.
That's just not happening.
The turnover battle was even, guys. Both teams had a turnover.
Still no INT for Caleb.
Still no INT. Somehow it doesn't make me feel any better. I want Caleb Williams to ball out and play with some reckless abandon. Yeah. We do have Thomas Brown. You talked earlier, so we are going to let you listen to that now here on The Score.
Obviously disappointing again just with the result. Kind of what I just saw the guys in the locker room, myself in particular, was not good enough for the entire group. Wanted to be aggressive going into the game was kind of a point of emphasis for our unit to kind of be able to stay on the grass and make some plays. Backfire early. Defense, I thought, battled their butts off, put us in really good spots and kept us in the game for the most part. I thought special teams also played particularly well. But, when you end up having 9 penalties, you're 1 of 12 on third down. Makes it very difficult to stay on the grass, sustain drives. And just too many players kind of end up biting us in the butt. So, questions.
So what's your understanding of what happened with Braxton yesterday and then the shuffle that it caused for you guys to land?
Yeah, I was just told he reported symptoms on Sunday morning. And so, obviously, got ruled out from there.
The decision to play, you could have played a veteran or a rookie. Why go with?
Well, I have confidence in his ability. I think being able to have an opportunity to work him in that spot, he kind of been rotating the last few days and weeks also behind Braxton. So just more about just the spot playing on the left side.
Why was the passing game so limited as far as downfield in the first half?
Well, throw the ball down if you got to protect. So that obviously affects some stuff that you do. I think being able to also understand what this defense does as far as disguising and pressuring. Like Grissom's at the first game, you can't make a living trying to chuck the ball down the fist when they create so many turnovers. And even on the third down where we had a strip sack, it was a 3rd and 8, tried to hold the ball a little bit longer. So those kind of deter you from wanting to take shots down the field.
With Kramer with the reporting issue, what was what was your view from the sideline? What was your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, normally when he reports in the game, his back is turned to me, so I can't always tell if he does or he doesn't. I think if there was some indecision, I could have just called a timeout, saved it, and got back in the huddle. So I put that on myself.
Thomas, did you have a view on the strip sack, on what happened there?
Just got beat.
Thomas, Jalen didn't have a captaincy patch. Is he still a captain?
Jalen? Of course he is, yep. Yep, he's a captain, yep.
Here.
I didn't even see it, so I can't speak on that. But he's definitely a captain. He's in every captain's meeting, and it's a guy that speaks for our group a lot. Actually did a really good job on, I guess, Saturday's practice after we kind of broke it down. So let him kind of get in the middle, and did a great job of delivering a Tommy message. So he's definitely a captain on and off the field for us.
What's your frustration level with the fourth downs that didn't convert?
I'm frustrated with all of it. I think just trying to find ways to put us in better spots, design some better plays, call better plays so we can execute them better. So anytime we're not able to stay on the grass and move the ball and score points, I'm going to be frustrated. So about the same as I am with everything else.
There's still three games left. It feels like a team that doesn't have a lot left in the tank. How do you get them across the finish line of January 6th?
I would disagree with you. I think if you watch the tape, our guys battled until the very end. So I think saying that we don't have a lot left in the tank alludes to our guys quit. And I didn't see that at all on tape. So I think our guys will continue to battle like they've been battling. I'm continuing to fight for them and stay behind them. And so we'll go back to work.
Back-to-back really lopsided losses. That's why I make that judgment. You disagree that you guys still have the ability to compete with these teams?
Again, I would challenge you to go turn the tape on and see who didn't play hard or didn't finish. I think it's more about me putting us in better spots on offense to execute and stay on the grass better. And obviously, the defense continue to make strides.
You guys went to the locker room at halftime scoreless for the third time in three games.
Yep.
Can you? I know if you could put your finger on it, you'd fix it.
1,000%. Yep.
But do you have a sense of what's contributing to all that?
The sense I got to be better. So put us in better spots, make better plays. That's the sense I have.
Tell us some throws that Caleb makes where it feels like he's got a one-on-one opportunity and they're misfired by 4 or 5 feet. How do you get him in a mindset of being able to put balls where they can be more 50-50 opportunities and give some of these guys a chance?
I think it's not a one-size-fits-all answer to that question just because it may be different between the rush, the coverage that he's facing as well. But just trying to find ways to find a matchup to exploit, but also protect the QB long enough we can stand in the pocket, feel firm, sit on his back foot and deliver, and like you said, a 50-50 opportunity ball for some of our guys.
When you report with an O-lineman eligible, is it someone's responsibility to make sure he checks in? Is that like...
He checked with the ref.
Oh, he did? Or what? I know he checked
normally,
with the ref.
Yes, yeah. That's what normally happens.
But is there a coach on the sideline or anybody who... supposed to keep an eye on that?
I think we keep an eye on everything that happens before and after the snap. We have a lot of guys delegate to different areas of the field. Like I said, if it was in question, I could have just called a timeout to save it and get us back in the huddle and have the same play call. So,
check the pass rushers back there right away. What's realistic to expect from Caleb in that situation?
For him? I mean, he can't see the ball, can't see the defender coming, so I can't expect him to be able to have eyes in the back of his head. I think obviously being on the road, the noise does have an effect when it comes to guys getting off on a snap versus us not. But let's just be better in that situation. Also, I can do a better job of calling a better play with the ball and come out faster versus holding on to it. That'll help out too.
The challenge of getting Karan ready, first career start on the road, not a lot of prep time and short notice, obviously, when he knows he's going to be.
I mean, I think he's been prepping the entire time. I think as far as being in meetings, he's been rotating, like I said before, splitting reps with Braxton. So just more about thinking about if we had to make some adjustments later in the game, just myself on the call sheet making some notes about max protecting, those type of things. So, but he's a tough dude. He's going to be a really good player. He's still a good player for us right now. So he'll get better. We'll all get better. I'll get better. I appreciate it.
That was Thomas Brown, as you are listening to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. A lot of discussion about whose responsibility it is. Olin and Pat talking about Doug Kramer reporting on what could have been a touchdown but ended up being called back. Bears end up with a field goal on that play. I'm talking to two people who know. What is the process here when it comes to this?
Olin, my opinion is it's 100% on Doug Kramer. I mean, that's part of what he has to do being ineligible. And then I was telling Layla kind of during the break, Olin, you know, when we'd get to Friday and you would have red zone or you get down to goal line, it almost became a joke. Whoever was reporting just always kept, you know, they call it like rubbing the front of your jersey, rubbing your numbers or whatever, and you turn to a certain coach and you always reported. And I just remember kind of laughing because you would overdo it. Whoever the person who had to report had to always overdo it. And that was just part of the thing about reminding yourself to do that. And then you could see Doug's face when they panned to him on the sideline. And he, you could just tell he knew he obviously made a mistake. So to me, that's not on a coach. That's on a player. You know that. That's your number one responsibility before you go out there is to report and then go play football. And I just put that on the player, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a whiteout. It's Monday night, right? Your first game on national television. You run on run the field.
Yep.
You're excited. Listen, in the huddle, there's usually older guys who are paying attention, right? Make sure you report, right? The quarterback is young. Usually the quarterback is a guy who will say, make sure you report. You know, another running back there, make sure you report. A wide receiver, make sure you report. Someone is checking in there with Doug Kramer. Obviously, it falls on his shoulders. He has to know that he has to report. He has to be reminded by a coach that he has to report. But, again, we're just talking again about they're just not doing the little things, man. They're just not doing the details it takes to win football games. And here's the thing. Here's another thing, too. When you talk about helping the young tackle, look, I know no one likes to listen to us, Pat. Sean Payton told me late in my career, I was in New Orleans in my 14th year, and he said, you never chip a great pass rusher from the backfield. You always chip him from the line of scrimmage, especially on the road, right? They were trying to give Karan help from Travis Homer, who is a backup back from the backfield. Roschon Johnson's usually in there at that time, right? Mm-hmm. So you got two backups in there trying to protect your young quarterback. Give him help from the line of scrimmage. Chip the guy before he even comes off the ball so he doesn't get that rush, especially on the road, especially when you can jump the snap count.
So one thing I wrote down there listening to Thomas Brown, and I just it kind of spiked my interest, and maybe some of our beat reporters can ask Thomas Brown this week, is whose decision was it to start Karam Omagaji? Was it Ryan Poles? Because he's not the head coach. He's the interim head coach. Was this a call down from above?
You're trying to get the interim head coach fired too.
No. I'm just saying, this is on polls too. Did he say?
No, there's no doubt. We know where that came from.
Yeah.
Right? We know where that decision is from. And that's why it's a leaderless ship right now. The leaders are gone. You fired them. You fired the offensive leader. You fired the head coach who was the defensive leader, who was the defensive play caller. And that's what we're watching on the field now. And that's what the argument was when they went to San Fran. Like everyone said San Fran had injuries. And I said, what if I told you the team showing up, both their play callers aren't coming with them?
Right.
What would you think about them then? So that's what we're watching with this football team, the system they installed, the schemes they installed, the play callers who installed it, Pat, the details, the scheme, what we're trying to do all year. Remember, when you start installing plays, right, it's April.
Yes.
You're installing plays in April.
Yes.
All that meeting time is gone now, right? It's all gone. How are you going to compete against O'Connell and their offense and their defense? I mean, it's just Flores. I mean, it's just what we're watching is frustrating, but it's not unexpected.
Now, you had one guy with 10 sacks going into the game in Grenard. Van Ginkle had 9 sacks going into the game. Two of them are in the top 15 in the NFL in sack totals. Not every defense is blessed to have that kind of talent. But you're right. We've talked about the installation for Caleb Williams, and supposedly the suggestion of some of these plays was happening back in March before the draft because the Bears knew who they had. So that makes it even more egregious. But I want to go back to something you said, Olin, that I think needs to be repeated. No, we do not all know whose decision it was to start Karan Omagaji. We heard who talked about it. But no, I don't think that is just an automatic assumption for people outside of the locker room like me. For our listeners who want to know, when you say that, I want you to expand a little more. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. We know that when the guy's a third round, he's your third round pick from Yale, and Larry Borum's not your pick. And me and Pat's been in locker rooms a long time. We know who decided for that kid to start there at left tackle to get out there, get his reps, development, because you're the guy you drafted has to play, right? That's the guy who gets first dibs on the spot when somebody goes down. So in my mind, and I'm sorry when I said we all, I meant the guys who played in the locker room know. We've all seen guys, Pat, that are playing, and you're like, why is that guy playing?
Right.
And we all know why he's playing.
Yes, yep.
No, I'm really glad you clarified that because that's something that means a lot to people like us who are listening. And he has that reputation. Ryan Poles has that reputation. We've seen it of being his guy's guy. and his guys are struggling. On the line, your third and fourth round picks are struggling. Defensive line as well. Zach Pickens, for example, a lot of the people who we expected to see really improve. I will say we were looking for some bright spots. I did think Tyrique Stevenson had a better game than I've seen him have. Kyler Gordon has had a great season. And at least we saw a little more corner blitz out of him. I'm not trying to defend Ryan Poles in this, but I am trying to be a little fair.
And DeMarcus Walker played well, too, tonight. He did. Right? DeMarcus Walker showed up a lot. Darnell Wright continues to be consistent out there. DJ Moore is a handful with the ball in his hands. He's fun to watch. Keenan Allen, that catch on the sideline was amazing, man. Right?
Chris Carter.
Yeah, they're just very – and speaking of Chris Carter, man, obviously praying for Randy Moss, man. I hope he gets healthy. And, you know, he was from my draft class, and whatever he's fighting through, hopefully he gets through it. So, but, yes, if you're looking for – there are some positives out there. It's just, man, we've been getting blown out for 2 weeks now, right? And Ryan Poles, Layla, when you talk about, okay, his guys are struggling – well, when you say his guys, the coaching staff too, right? These are his guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These are the coaching staff he's put together. He's in charge of the football side of building, no matter what everybody wants to believe, no matter what everybody says. If your office says general manager, guess what you're in charge of? The football side of the building, right? And it ends with you. And Thomas Brown is standing on that stage, and he's taking a lot of blame for a guy who was the pass game coordinator when the season started. And this isn't his team. This isn't a coaching staff he would have hired. This isn't a scheme he would have put in. So obviously, guys are struggling right now. The quarterback's regressing a little bit in this brand new scheme. But he's taking a lot of the blame right now, saying, I got to do this. I got to do this better. We thought Caron looked good there at left tackle. Look, the people in that building, Pat, the guys who put the plan together, it's failing.
Yep. That's failed.
Mm-hmm. Period. I don't know what else you call 0-7 on the road, starting the season 4-2, losing eight games in a row, having to fire your head coach. By the way, how many offensive coordinators is Caleb Williams now on? Mm-hmm. Technically?
Three.
I'm sorry, last year wasn't that a concern for the quarterback who was sitting there?
Yeah.
That was a concern for your starting quarterback, right? The argument was, oh, you can't have him have three offensive coordinators. Just want to point that out there since we're all keeping our receipts here today on the score.
Yeah. We have 14-33, right? Ryan Poles is 14-33.
And year three, too, where you're supposed to see you're supposed to see the future. You're supposed to feel the future. And we're farther – it feels like we're farther away.
Well, and there was a texter who made a really good comment who said, Ryan Poles has fewer divisional wins than years to his resume as the Bears GM.
Oh, wow. It's a good text.
It's not good.
No, yeah, we see the good text. I'm sorry I can't reply to all of them. You're listening to the Great Clips postgame show. It is presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse, Chicago, TimberTech, Decking and Railing. I know a lot of you guys have been on hold. We will get to you as well. I know there's a lot of callers calling in. We also have Caleb Williams, who spoke after the game. That's coming up next here on the
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Score.
Pressure. And able to get rid of it as Darnold, as Kyler Gordon came in. And like a little push pass, Darnold was able to get rid of it right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good job. You know, there's not a lot of positives, and Bears fans know it, but Kyler Gordon is one of them, and I've enjoyed watching him in the year that he's had. He's one of the better nickel corners that I've seen in the league this year. He is a physical player. He's good off the edge. We just saw him there almost get the sack on Sam Darnold, but he has been fun to watch, as physical as he is.
Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, Monday Night Football on the call. And since we're still doing Delilah dedications, all the small things from Tyler going out to Kyler Gordon, because he is our Who's Hot and Who's Hot and Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That was my vote. Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, is that Kyler Gordon was who was hot in this game because he played with a disruptive presence. We actually saw the return of the corner blitz, which I was very happy about because I feel like the Bears forgot about that. And he did have some really nice plays in coverage as well.
Yeah, I mean, I like what Kyler Gordon does there at nickelback. My problem is when I go back to the plan, I go back to a guy who was picked second round, 39th in the draft, and he's not a starting cornerback.
Yeah.
Right? He's a nickelback. And it just kind of, does he affect the game that much? Where I took him that early, and we talk about not taking offensive linemen, right? And we talk about taking two cornerbacks first, taking three cornerbacks in your first two drafts early in the second round. It's just very interesting to me. And Kyler Gordon, again, like you're saying, Lele, he's very good off the edge. He reminds me a lot of Rondé Barber, mm-hmm. the way he plays that position and how disruptive he is sometimes there. But just as a nickelback and not as a corner, just, again, the plan, right? The plan of, I'm going to take this guy this high, but he's going to play nickelback for us.
Yeah, and then how many interceptions does he have? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's a guy that's supposed to be around the ball, and I just pulled him up here. Let me see here 1 second. Yeah, he's just not a guy that you see him with his hand on the ball quite a bit. Not making enough interceptions, not making the play on the ball. So he had 3 in 22, 2 in 20 and 23, and 0 so far this year. I know he's missed a few games, but you would expect a little bit more of ball disruption with the way he plays. But he is always out there and is very active, and it's a good comp there, Olin, about Rondé Barber coming off the edge. But if you're going to draft a guy that high, I want to see more ball production.
Mm-hmm. He's a hell of an athlete, I tell you that much. He's fun to watch play football.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, as Troy Aikman said, you know, a bright spot this year on a team with not many of them, right? So, you know, just looking through the who's hot and who's not and who's not. I mean, gosh, take your choice, right?
The roster?
Who's cold? The season.
Yes.
The season has been cold to the Bears. Yeah. The road, where they're 0-7. The NFC North has not been warm to the Bears. Minnesota was cold to the Bears today. Yeah, where do we begin with that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just bad all around. It's funny because when they fired Eberflus, I'm like, oh, we're coming for Poles now. It's just the way it is, right? And then now you're getting more of a microscope on Ryan Poles and what he's done with this team and where this roster sits and how they're performing and what they're doing. So it's kind of opening it up to us more inside of Hallis Hall, of not just finishing the year talking about firing Eberflus and not doing it. Now I feel like it opens up a little bit more to talk about what the real problems are.
Yeah, absolutely. They're controlling for the variables. You know, that's what you want to talk about at 11:30 on a Monday night, controlling for variables. That said, let's listen to Caleb Williams in his postgame comments.
I think I got to do a better job of hydrating and recovering throughout the week. You know, to try and flush out, you know, some of these bruises and things like that that I have, and contusions and all of that. Get in the weight room, you know, to be able to keep, you know, my muscles and everything, where they need to be for the these last couple games of the regular season, and being able to stand strong and feel good and healthy, in these last couple games, as I did in the first half.
Has there been an accumulation effect to all these sacks and hits you're taking, maybe taking a toll on you, not just physically but mentally as well?
I wouldn't say mentally. Obviously, physically, let's put it in this context: say you get in three car accidents, and a month, you're gonna feel it, and that's what a hit is in football. Is if y'all didn't know, and getting hit, especially when you can't deliver a hit to somebody, as in like running the ball. You take those over amount of time, and it builds up. But like I said before, I got to do well with hydrating, do well with working out, and all of that, and stay to my routine. And it's kept me healthy throughout the whole year, and got to keep going.
Caleb, how do you make sense of where you're standing right now? Where you guys are out of the playoffs, you're 4-10, the offense just scored 12 points. I'm sure none of this is what you expected. How do you make sense of where you're at? And where to go from here?
Yeah, where to go from here is I have another game, coming up in a few days, and so gotta go and watch the film. I gotta find ways to get better. They did well on defense today. Didn't bring as many cover zeros as I thought they would bring, and as we thought they would bring. They played a little bit more coverage and zone. They dropped out and did a couple. Interesting things on defense, and it's something that that I'll go back and look at, and once I see it, and I kind of figured it out a little bit, at the end of the game, but once I go back, watch it and see it, and figure all of that out, when it happens again, and when I see that look again, or teams are probably going to do it, because they ended up stopping us a few times on some of their exotic looks they brought and had in coverage, and so just being able to find ways to get better myself and the team, and then looking forward to this week.
He says all the right things. I know that those hits looked like they felt like car accidents, that's for sure. Olin, you saw him on the bench where after he got hit pretty hard. What did you think?
Yeah, he's saying the right things. That's exactly what he has to do, right? He has to take care of his body, stay in the weight room, get your massages, get in the ice tub, get in the hot tub, get in the sauna, keep yourself going. Keep yourself, he's taking a lot of hits this year. That one that Karan got beat, that's a hard hit on a quarterback. He's running around more, get the ball out a little more. But yeah, he's learning how to take care of himself like every young football player does. Is he getting hit too much this year? For sure. He really, really is. But I don't want to say that's part of it, but the things he's talking about is he's correct. His nutrition, his training, working on that. They almost have like a European spa up there now at Hallis Hall. So he must take advantage of that, right? They got the best cold tubs and masseuses and nutritionists, and they got 50 million people on staff up there to help these guys stay healthy and get back for the next game.
It's just bad that we have to talk about, or he has to talk about, taking hits and where he is, physically and all that kind of stuff. You'd rather us talking about maybe a throw here or something there and that's good and maybe putting up more than 12 points, but we are where we are, and that's true. And Olin, it's just, this time of year, and it's going to be different for him, college time, like you said earlier. This is between the last game and the bowl game. Right now, he's still playing football, so he's learning a lot. And it's unfortunate he's learning this way, where he probably is hurting pretty bad. I mean, he's been leading the NFL in sacks, being sacked. So, and hopefully, he's saying the right thing, Olin. Hopefully, he's doing the right thing. Please do what you're saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's please do that. Go lean on Keenan Allen. How do you take care of your body? Mm-hmm. How do you do this? How do you get through 17 games? And hopefully, he is following. I'm sure Keenan's doing all the right stuff, being as old as he is. But it's just unfortunate we're talking about him worrying about his body and how much he's been beaten. And it's just, it stinks. It really stinks.
It's a familiar refrain when it comes to what we talk about with a Bears quarterback. And that is not great. I want to take a couple more calls, but I also do want to remind you that coming up next, we're still here for your calls, because Rami Makhlouf is going to be hosting overnight tonight. I saw him. He's in the building. And he's going to be joined by the Radiothon overnight winner, Brian Poronski, as a guest co-host. So it's going to be Rami. It's going to be Brian. Congratulations to him. Let's get to one more call. Mike on the Score in Rockford. What do you want to say?
Yeah, listen, this is pathetic, guys. I called last week and reiterate just to say that this team has taken, it's like you guys said, Olin, you said this, they just took another step back. They're not looking. In year three, this team should be improving. We should be seeing, like you said, the future. There should be things that we could say, hey, you know, next year, you know, this is going to be better. This is forming to be better. Their lines are looking good. This player is coming into fruition. Guys, it's looking like a complete dumpster fire. And I'm going to say this, okay? I don't know about Caleb Williams. I still have my questions about him. But the big if he is going to be the quarterback of the Bears in the future, he's got to be saved right now. And in my opinion, the Chicago Bears and the McCaskies owe it to the fans in the city of Chicago to fire Ryan Poles right now to make a statement so that the next GM can hire the head coach, that the head coach knows that he's not the last one on the carousel. Because if Ben Johnson comes in here, he knows that this is going to be Ryan Poles' last chance. So he's on a short leash. They know this. They're going to either have to give Ryan Poles an extension, God forbid, or they're going to have to, you know, or they let him go. They got to let him go, guys. He's made too many mistakes. Yeah, a few things here and there. A lot of bad free agent signings. You win in the trenches, guys. Jim McMahon said it best, and he was the only Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Chicago Bears. This is where Bear quarterbacks go to die, is in Chicago, guys. Jim McMahon said that. He speaks the truth. The truth of the matter is this organization cannot develop a quarterback, and when you don't build, I learned in high school football, you guys know this, you played the game, you went in the trenches. The game's changed a lot in 30 years, but the basics are there. You win in the trenches. Your defensive line is solid, makes your secondary look better, and if your offensive line is better, your running back, your passing game, your quarterback look better, guys. I'll hang up, and thanks for taking my call.
Mike, thank you for calling us, and you don't have to go back very far, Olin and Pat, to see a good team built from the inside out. I present to you this year's Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell ring a bell? I know the Lions are banged up, but that was still a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the big conversation about Poles being fired or not, they have to find the right marriage between a GM and a head coach. They have to find some strong personalities in there that know how to fix this together. Is it Ryan Poles and a head coach? I'm not certain. Is it, obviously, it's going to be a new head coach? Is it in a new GM? I'm not certain of that either, but that's on Kevin Warren. Kevin now is evaluating Ryan Poles even more, I'm sure, because hopefully he is allowed to have the opportunity to put two new people in charge and not just one because of finances. So we'll see what happens here. And I know he said, you know, he believes in Ryan Poles. He's a young GM, but he has a true opportunity right now to fix this. And if they give him the money to do it, to find the right people to come in and hand him Hallis Hall or hand them Hallis Hall to make the right decisions, that'll be seen.
Lions, Seahawks, Packers, man. You can't get blown out five games in a row, right? You just can't. So if I'm Kevin Warren, I'm very clear with everybody. Like, we have to start to look better as a football team now. We got to get moving forward. I got to ask Ryan Poles, how is your guys developing? You go through his drafts. You go through each guy. What is your plan for this guy? And you got to be able to – here's the problem, right? Can Kevin Warren ask football questions, Pat, right? Can he ask the question of – why is Velus Jones not here? Show me the film. Yep. What's going on with Jaquan Brisker? What's going on with Darnell Wright? What's going on with Braxton Jones at left tackle? What's going on with Kron Amagaji? What's going on with Javon Dexter? What's going on with Zach Pickens? What's going on with your picks? Why aren't they elevating their game to Pro Bowl level, right? In your third year, it's the third year, you should be taking a big step, Pat. We should have one or two guys in your drafts taking step up to the top 10 in the positions in their league, because that's how you win football games when you have blue chip players on your team.
Absolutely. We have more to come here on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and Timber Deck Decking and Railing. And I also want to say thank you to Aurelio's Pizza. It's a sauce. You know who you are in my life. Thanks for delivering some delicious food for the game. Download the Aurelio's app. Start earning rewards. Visit AureliosPizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza, celebrating for 65 years. It's the sauce. For me, it is the tavern style. I needed that in my life today. We have more to come with Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, Layla Rahimi filling in for Mully, who's on in about 6 hours.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The score.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech Decking and Railing on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
See, we told you there were going to be some calls. We told you that there'd be some soft listening music, and my name is kind of like Delilah. The only thing that didn't cooperate here was the Bears team. They were supposed to give us a win. So
well, this is
kind of
how I feel right now. That's what I need, like a back rub or something.
Don't they always, like, don't callers also talk about, like, relationships that they
messed up? Now you sound like Caleb, Pat. Now you sound like Caleb, right? I mean, everyone's hurting tonight,
yes,
I guess.
Yes,
I want to dedicate this song to Caleb. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I want to do better next time. Signed, K.
They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. They haven't played well enough.
Okay. I know we've got a couple of minutes here left. We're going to hand this over to Rami Makhlouf. He will continue to take calls. He is there for you overnight. But before I do, guys, anything else you want to get off your chest? Olin, I know we're probably going to hear from you in the morning. Pat Manley will hear on the midday show. But still, while your thoughts are fresh...
Yeah, just would like to see them play better football, right? Find a way to just put a better product out there. And the offense has to find a way to get going, man. They have to find a way to get going early in games. And whether it be trick plays or something, you got to get this offense generating yards and points and not making mistakes in critical situations.
And I'll just say quickly, stop giving me shaking your head moments. Not reporting. Like, literally, you didn't report. Like, that's your number one job before you go in there and block somebody. So just stop giving me those moments where each week I just feel like I'm shaking my head like, really? You did something that dumb?
At least they had four plays before they turned the ball over on downs for their first series. Like, it wasn't three and out, it was four and out. So technically you did increase your amount of plays. The Lions come to town next week. We will react all week here on The Score. As we said, Robbie Maklouf is coming up. A huge thank you to Aurelio's, of course, to our sponsors, Wonderverse Chicago, Sony Pictures, and TimberTech, Decking and Railing, Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley. Thank you for letting me hang with you and fill in for Molly. Tyler Buterbaugh on the ones and twos, and Sean Sears as well. We thank you all for hanging with us, and even on Twitch and everybody's calls and texts. There's more to come. If you're up late, you are rewarded. We are here for you all night and all morning on The Score. We thank you for listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.